This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So, celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks.
The Yankees just traded for Happ. They traded Brandon Drury and Billy McKinney for J.A. Happ from the Toronto Blue Jays. Let's talk about it. Let's talk Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Recaps galore and weekly awards. Stat lines, steaming hot takes. Your Yankees news with these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
Song, song, there, song.
There's something happening here. What's the next line?
What it is not real clear. Something like that.
But it is clear. It is clear.
It's clear what happened. The Yankees traded for J.A. Happ. A move a lot of people thought was going to happen. I just got my hair cut, got out of the chair, saw Jake's text saying, let's pod, drove home. So we haven't talked at all, Jake. I didn't want to exchange any words until we were live.
And we still don't want to exchange any words, even on this podcast. So
we'll talk through Luke, who's in the room with headphones on.
We'll have a middleman. No, exciting stuff.
I'm not that excited.
Ooh.
And I kind of pride myself on being like an easily excitable guy. I mean, I talked myself into every trade last year, and I'm having a hard time talking myself into being like thoroughly excited about this trade.
I think I'm going to be able to do it.
I am happy Cashman made a move. I think he overpaid. And we can get into that because
wow,
we don't need Drury or McKinney at all for this season. Maybe next. But I still think Cash overpaid because Happ is a non-stud rental.
I think I'm going to be able to talk. Last podcast, I started out kind of low, and then I ended up really excited. I think we're going to flip. I think I'm going to get you. Because I think there's good stuff going on. Where should we start with J.A. Happ for those who aren't familiar with him?
Yeah,
I've got a little
background on Happ.
Well, he went to Northwestern University, so he's a smart guy. Drafted third round by the Phillies in 2004. 35 years old, by the way. Turns 36 in October 19th. So hopefully it's really a party around then, if you know what I'm saying, Jim. He came up, he was a decent prospect. He had some good years with the Phillies when he was young. He went to Houston and got beat up for a little bit. And then he went to Toronto and still wasn't that sexy. In 2015, he was just kind of like a middle of the rotation. He doesn't have like power stuff, but he's known as like a very solid guy. In 2015, he got traded. He was on Pittsburgh for half the season and he was a stud. 1.85 ERA, striking people out. And since then, he's been pretty good. In 2016 with Toronto, he finished sixth in the Cy Young voting. 20 wins, 3.18 ERA. Last year, 3.5.
Hold the phone.
Yeah, dude. Happ's pretty good.
No, I'm not responding to you.
Oh.
I don't think he's that good. I think he's a mediocre pitcher. Above average pitcher. But do you know he goes by Jay? Happ? Jay, yeah. Happ? Not J.A. Happ?
Yeah.
And not J as in just the letter J. J as in he spells his name J-A-Y.
Yeah.
But his name is James Anthony.
It's like rolling the J-A together. It's like calling someone Junior instead of saying J-R.
But it's like I call my friend Brad B, but I don't call him – I wouldn't spell it out B-E-E.
Kind of. I think the JR thing's a little better. You could call someone Junior, you could call him JR, and it can kind of mean the same thing.
Yeah. I never knew he was J Happ. I just knew him as J.A. Happ.
So, yeah, he's been on the Blue Jays the past 3 years. He was an all-star this year. His strikeouts are up in 114 innings. He's got 130 strikeouts. He's kind of got a crafty lefty vibe to him. Again, he doesn't. You're not going to be shocked by the radar gun, low 90s, if that. But very solid. He's been a solid pitcher over the past 4 years or so. Fair?
Yeah, solid pitcher. My thing is this the final move? Did we get J.A. Happ and Britton, and that's it? If J.A. Happ had another year of control, I'd like this more. But, like, is this the final move? Because then I'm happy. It's better. I'm glad Cashman did something. But we've been saying on this podcast for a while now that, okay, Cash makes a move. The clubhouse looks around, says, okay, we got this guy. It's go time. Does Happ do that for you?
Kind of, man. This guy was the best pitcher on a team in our division. And he's pitched in the division. The strikeout numbers and stuff is there. I think there's a level.
With Happ, we're still. Dude, I don't know. This is a good move. I wish
yes,
I was. I wish I was more excited. I'm not that excited, and I wish I was more excited. I hope Happ. I hope Happ comes and improves me wrong. Is Happ? What spot is Happ in our playoff now? Four.
Arguably four.
So we gave up.
Can clean it up.
So we gave up. Drury, who's an MLB. He played for 2 years in the MLB, with 3 or 4 years of control. For four in the playoffs rotation?
Let's address some bigger things here. Yeah, you're getting caught up on some little things. A, the price is set by the market here. This isn't going to the store, the Gatorade is $1.99. Right now the Gatorade is probably $3. So you're right. From that level, it seems like a decent price for if Drury's a quality MLB player. I think the part that you're going to like that I kind of just thought about is, again, think about what we traded for Drury. It was a lot of your favorite thing, like the extended 40-man.
Yeah, yeah. Nick Solak, not anything crazy. I understand that.
So Drury's value hasn't gotten boosted, but if you said the players we traded for Drury, if you said it was those three guys and Billy McKinney, I think you'd be elated about this trade. No?
I don't know if I'm ever elated about a non-stud rental.
You saw me. We were doing this in Yankees chat. Happ is pretty good. He's 10-6 with a 4.18 ERA this year. A really good K per nine, 1.17 WHIP. He's an AL East guy, so we know he can do that. I mentioned before his splits. He's actually been, Toronto's a hitter park. Hitters Park, excuse me. On the road this year, he's 4-2, 8 games, a 2.6 ERA in 45 innings. So he's leaving what's kind of a hitter's park. He's a lefty in the stadium, which has a boost because the big left center field, lefties usually tend to do better at Yankee Stadium. And we know the Red Sox aren't going to be too big for him.
Yeah.
That's his worst case is that he's J.A. Happ. He's like a 4-3 guy who gets you through 5 or 6 innings, which A, we've been dying for. B, there's not a ton of those on the market right now. And C, yeah, if I know what you're saying. If Brandon Drury's on the Blue Jays hitting 280 with 20 homers for the next 4 years, in theory, yeah, you paid too much for 3 months of J.A. Happ. But you kind of had to make this move because, like you said, think of the morale. What if Cole Hamels is kind of washed? He's been pitching bad lately. What if the packages for Archer, we don't know if DeGrom's even on the table, but if the packages for those guys don't make sense? Now the Yankees know that every 5 days, we have a chance to win the baseball game. And you couldn't say that with what Johnny Lasagna, Herman, any – Sessa, what those guys offer you. I mean, Happ was the number one starter on the Jays.
But everything you're saying is correct. It just doesn't elate me. It doesn't make me a good move. But if Happ is amazing, dude, I don't even know. Like, if Happ is good for the next 3 months and then puts together some good starts in the playoffs, that's best case scenario. And then great trade. Good job. But that's best case. Average case, we just like Hap is good every 5 days, right? Which is a shitty, the market was shitty because we don't have a guy that's good every 5 days. And there's not a lot of guys out there that are stud with lower prices. But if Hap doesn't work out, right? And he just comes and he's not that great and now he's gone. And then Drury is in Blue Jays hitting well, like a player. Not saying that Drury wouldn't be on our team because Andujar is better. Everyone else is better. But in the offseason, we could have moved Drury for someone that comes out with years that can help us more than right now. Like,
but what's Drury's value right now? I think this is where we've tricked ourselves as Yankee fans, where we got Brandon Drury and we did this whole Didi Gregorius comparison, like, oh, the Yankees see something in Drury's swing. He's 25. He's already played some Major League Baseball. I mean, Drury's career stats is he's a .267 batting average, .316 OBP. His numbers are okay. And like, yes, you're right. What he should do over the next 4 years, in theory, should be more value than Hamels. But say Hap, excuse me. But say they only got 90% of what they could have gotten value-wise for Drury in a different package. Even 80% if they waited till the offseason and put together a bigger trade. I mean, this season is now, and the winning the division is still a huge thing, and the Yankees still have to try for that. And now with this rotation, I said this, if a year ago you would have said it was Severino, Tanaka, Sabathia, Sonny Gray, J.A. Happ, we got the aces from the A's and the Blue Jays, that's like a video game rotation. With the lineup where it's at right now, we've been waiting for the balloon to pop, for everyone to look around in the dugout and say, it's time to go. It's time to go. You should be expecting to win, if not 4 out of 5 games. You want to win every game, and you should believe you can win every game with the team you have in place now. Britain in the pin, I mean, it's all there now. You look demoralized, and it's hurting me a little bit because
I'm not demoralized. I'm just not elated. This is very much easily, way more easily. We can look back at this trade in 3 years and say, ooh, they really took advantage of the Yanks with that one. Way more easy than we can look at this.
I don't think so. I don't agree with you.
How much is Hap gonna help us? A lot. He's not gonna win the World Series for us.
Dude, he might. If he can help us win the division, he could be a huge part of that. Like, dude, think about what we've been throwing out there with Herman, with Lasagna, with Sessa, with all our fifth starters. All those stats out there with people talking about the Yankees have two guys in their rotation with a 5.8 ERA. This guy's been like the ace of a baseball team for the past 3 years. Think about that difference. On every fifth day, we've had
obviously,
now we have like an 80% chance of winning games.
100%. He's much better than the options at hand.
And what was the alternative in the trade market?
I don't know. I was holding out for a hero.
And that's tough. Just think about that sentence.
I mean, now we really need second half Tanaka and playoff Tanaka. We're dependent on playoff Tanaka to show up.
So were you secretly holding out for DeGrom, Archer? Because I think those are the only potential guys available that are above half.
I guess so. Or
that's how you sound right
now. Or for a lesser package than for Hap. Prospects.
But I guess that's the thing. I mean, what are we trying to do here? Are we trying to win this year? So if the sacrifice of Brandon Drury, who I think we can admit best case scenario for the Yankees organization last year, is a utility knife bench player.
Yeah, he had no big say in this year winning.
And we've been talking about value. I mean, if you're another team who is looking for a third baseman, second baseman, or like they wanted Brandon Drury to be, you know, play 140 games, but not necessarily have one starting position. I mean, how can you believe in his value right now? I know he hasn't had much MLB time, but his value isn't up from last year where he played 135 games, hit 13 home runs, 267 batting average, and a 317 OBP.
Yeah. You know? I just think that the marketplace made Cashman do a trade that is benefiting that the Blue Jays benefited from the marketplace and the Yankees did not. And usually Cashman trades are the complete opposite.
So this, this is what you were saying before, but you really think we're going to look ahead in 2-3 years and be like, wow, we got burnt. That Brandon Drury's a stud.
Not like that hard, but it's much, much easier that Hap comes here for 3 months. We don't win the World Series. He doesn't even maybe gets two starts in the playoffs as our number four. And Drury is a decent MLB player that could have been used to be traded for a guy with more years.
I mean, that's an ideal world, but we're not living in an ideal world. That's not how it works. What if the Yankees imagine if the Yankees got boxed out on all starters, like what you would be saying, you'd be like, wow, we really hope Justice Sheffield is a stud.
Yeah. We'd be So, all right. So let's just move forward.
This kind of had to happen.
I'm coming off more like I'm not upset. I'm just not elated. I don't want to come off upset about this trade. It's much better that we have Hap going every 5 days than fucking Sessa or Herman.
Yes.
Like much, much, much better. So I'm not upset about this move. What does this – are we done? Are the Yankees done at the deadline? You and I both think they need a quadruple A catcher.
Yeah, we won't even factor that in. But
that's not a real move. Expect that. It's like a minor move because if Roman gets hurt, you're fucked.
Right. You're potentially – this amazing team that has just a giant glare. We're expecting the Yankees to get a quadruple A type catcher. I'll throw you one lemon. I think you're not going to like this. There's a 1% chance out there that there is the big DeGrom where Sonny Gray is a piece. It's Sonny Gray, Clint Frazier, Florial. We send the house for someone like DeGrom. But outside of that, none of the position players are in question. It would come back to pitching. The bullpen is more than set. The only other thing left out there would be if the Yankees are out on Sonny Gray and they want to upgrade him. And again, hey, Sonny Gray pitches today. If he pitches great, that would be three good starts from him. So maybe he's righted the ship. So that's my one wild card. If they've put together the farm and really go at DeGrom. But outside of that, I think this is the team we're going to war with.
What's J-Hap's schedule? Sessa just pitched. So did Cashman really say, okay, we need him to make the next, we need to move on this now. Can Hap pitch the next time he comes up? Let's see. He last pitched July 22nd, which today is the 26th, I believe.
Yeah, so he's kind of ready to go whenever.
So I wonder if they now configure how they do it.
Yeah, I mean, so you and I almost talked ourselves out of J-Hap earlier just because it didn't seem flashy. A, I looked at the numbers and I was pretty surprised this year. He's got one good start and one bad start against Boston this year. He's got a 3.2 innings, five runs. Oh, zero earned. So come on, Blue Jays. That's tough.
Is he now going to pitch Sunday night versus Price? I think that's how it shook up from the get-go, from the break. It was
his other start against Boston this year, Jim, 7 innings pitched, four hits, one run, 10 strikeouts. So J-Hap has that potential.
Yeah.
Which not a lot of people on the market do. We were holding out for Cole Hamels. Hell, I added him on my fantasy team this week because I was hoping he'd get traded to the Yankees and he'd be really good. But he got lit up again and he hasn't been really good. I mean, I don't know, man. This is where you and me somehow have opposite thoughts on player value. Drury at this point is expendable.
For the Yankees.
I know you could, in this offseason, you could get 10% more value. But man, where Hap is and what's going on with the team right now, you kind of got to roll. Dude, you're a big you're a big game log, like just list them as good start, bad start.
Yeah.
And Hap is good, man. He's got.
Dude, I'm not saying he's bad. I've never said he's bad.
I know, but I'm saying you should be a little more excited.
Yeah, I wish I was. I'm not.
I wish you were too, man.
I wish I was more excited about this move. I'm not.
Okay, and that's fine.
I hope I get proven wrong.
I too hope you get proven wrong.
He's going to have what, like 10 starts for us down the stretch?
Let's see. How many starts does he have already? Take it out of my brain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, probably something like that. I mean, bad podcast. How many starts does he have right now? He's got 20 starts. So yeah, you're probably looking at like 10. I mean, you're right. There's a level of liability to if J-Hap goes 5-5 and Brandon Drury is a, you know, starting player for the next 4 years, it's not a great trade, but let's win the World Series move. And that's you've been looking for that a little bit.
It's a let's compete for the division move.
Yeah.
It's not a let's win the World Series move.
Well, winning the division could be a huge key in that if we don't have to burn Seve on a one-game playoff.
Yes, but no one is saying like, oh, Hap's their number four. Now we're doomed.
That win a World Series move may not be out there. This could be the closest thing to a win the World Series.
But that doesn't make it a win in a World Series move. That just, there was none available.
Hey man, this guy's had stretches where he's been really good. We like there is a chance we can look back and be like, "Yo, Jay Happ just put up big numbers for us. He is a chunk of our playoff run. That's not out of the realm." And again, think depth-wise at this point. What if another one of the starters goes down? Like think about that. Like I knock on wood, I'm not saying anything, but what if that did happen and now if we didn't do the J-Hap trade, now we'd have Sonny Gray, Sessa, Lasagna, someone else in our rotation? Value-wise, yes, there's something to be lacking for the normal Cashman trade, but I don't think we can live by that bar right now. This was such a need for us. A need.
This is the first time Cashman bought high and sold low. So that's why it feels different to me.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, if like Brandon Drury could come back and just be this 250 hitter, his home road split.
But you can't do this because for like the entire season, you've said you said Drury could be doing what Andujar's doing right now.
Right, I backed off that a little bit recently with Andujar's violence.
But in the first half grades, that was your line, so you can't completely be
I gave him a 6-1 because that's not the need for the Yankees. That's not the need at all. If Ronald Torres subbed in for Andujar tomorrow and was our bottom of the lineup guy, you'd still say the Yankees have a great lineup and they might have better defense at third base. Like what Andujar is providing us is almost bonus points at this point. Hap is a need.
Yeah, was a need. Definitely a need.
I was moving Andujar if we got the Grom, which comes back to the need factor.
Yeah. He looks like Mark Proksch. Who is Dwight's friend at the end of The Office when they do the whole Pam?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? That actor?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. I guess that's the end. So not elated across the board. Good move. I'm kind of...
I'm elated. It's a winning move for me.
Yeah, this isn't won or lost right now. Like, this is very much, let's see how this plays out for me.
That's fair.
It helps the Yankees for the rest of the season a lot.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't, we'll see how it plays out. It helps the Yankees. It's a need. It's good that Cashman went out and addressed it because it's a need. It's good that he did it early. So we get probably one more start out of him instead of one more start out of Herman and Sessa. But I mean, like, yeah, the market didn't allow bigger moves to be made. So Cashman had to do this move.
No, I'm gonna take a Hail Mary if he does get that Friday night price start. If he pitches a great or that Sunday night baseball against the Red Sox and David Price start, if he pitches a good game in that start, I think you're already gonna be singing a different tune.
Well, I would hope I'm not that reactionary.
I know, but I'm saying, and that's what I'm trying to say, is that if he does show like that one start against the Red Sox, I think your juices are just going to be flowing like, holy smokes, we added this guy. We can go on that 10-game win streak now. We can catch and beat the Red Sox. We are complete.
Yep.
You complete me, James.
He completes us for daily starts, but it's. I mean, and we were both said this on our trade review, and now you're excited, and I'm just staying exactly where we were. It's Hap. Good. We got a fifth starter now.
It's Hap, but for me, everything is price. They started at Clint Frazier, and if it was Clint Frazier, I'd be saying what you're saying right now, because I think he would be a fucking thorn in our side for the next 5 years. Drury's a guy.
Yeah. I agree. Drury could very well end up being like a utility guy for Toronto. But it's still a non-stud rental.
It's a rental, but it's the price that you had to pay.
Yeah, I know. But I live on an island. Gas is really expensive. I refuse to get gas on the island. I drive over the bridge. I buy cheaper gas. I don't let the market depict my moves.
Well, your car might not win the World Series with that gas. I don't know what to tell you. If you really needed gas that you had to get somewhere, you'd get that gas on the island.
And
if you were running on empty.
And I'd feel bad about it. I'd be like, fuck, I just fucked up.
Well, I think you'd be
happy. I should have taken care of this sooner.
It's worthwhile getting to where you have to go.
Sure. All right. Well, that's the end of this episode on Hap. I'm not upset about the move. I think it could have cost less, but Cashman had to deal with the marketplace, which forced his hand.
You sound like a disappointed parent. I don't like it.
I'm not disappointed. It's not like I think anyone elated about this is tricking their brain a little bit. Just to be elated.
You're right, because elated seems too strong. But at the same time, DeGrom was the one dream goal if they could somehow happen. We don't even know if that was available. This is arguably the number two move, not knowing if there was a price for Archer or any of those guys that's potentially out there. This could have been the number two cool move we could have done.
Are any Red Sox fans?
We barely had to sacrifice anything.
Are any Red Sox fans thinking, oh shit, now we may be in trouble? They got Hap.
Kind of, yes, man.
I highly doubt that.
Compared to the other guys we were throwing out every fifth day?
Yeah. I think Red Sox fans are laughing. They're excited about Hap? Why?
They just traded for Eovaldi, dude.
Yeah. I mean, obviously.
And they were excited about that.
I don't think they were.
Yeah.
I don't think so. That's the end of the Hap discussion. There's like five episodes in a row for Talking Yanks.
We're hot.
It's been, and you guys have been following along every episode, which is fantastic. Thank you so much for keep downloading, keep listening. Rate, subscribe, review, tell your friends, because I'm hoping we get another weird move.
There's 5%. Sonny Gray, Clint Frazier, Florial, Abreu for DeGrom.
And then, okay, that would be something to be elated about.
Do we have to say anything about Justice Sheffield? Does this change anything with him?
I don't know. But last year they ran ran Jaime and Gumby and like had times where they used a six starter to control the rotation moving forward. So Sheffield might come up for some spot starts here and there, but it definitely, I mean, lessens the need injury.
And he's our like finite insurance at this point, which is a lot nicer than Domingo or whoever it would be.
Domingo got hurt today.
Yeah.
And not to ever wish injury on someone, but
okay.
No, it's kind of like, okay, go get healthy, Domingo, because I don't want to give you another start this season. I want you to go get healthy, change up, come back next season when we have a little more leeway. But it's kind of like, okay, Cash won't feel obligated to give Domingo another start. Nice.
Okay.
Which in and in itself is being happy about an injury, which is rude.
Right. Half mean.
Now he gets to spend more time with his wife. He's an expecting father. A lot of expecting fathers on this team. Hicks, Seve, Domingo. Wow. They should have a baby shower. Hicks is probably going to like, hey, you want to do a three-way baby shower? And then all the wives are going to want to kill Hicks because ain't no way you want to share that.
No.
It's about me. No. It's about me. All right. That's the end of the Hap situation. Hap trade. I'm excited for his first start.
Wait, Jimmy, last stat at the buzzer. Tweet from Katie Sharp. Jay Happ versus the Red Sox since 2015. 10 starts, 1.78 ERA, 2.02 opponent batting average.
Great. I'd like him to be good for every start and not just the Red Sox starts.
Okay.
Will he even see a Red Sox start?
Maybe he will be.
You're going to hold Sonny, getting to keep Sonny away from the Red Sox, and now Happ gets it. If you can control the rotation.
Hey, man, what if those are three games this year where Happ is taking on the Red Sox instead of Sonny Gray, who's been tortured by them? That could be the difference this season. I'm done.
Maybe. I think
you're Larry Rothschild right now. You're a curmudgeon.
No, dude, it's good. It makes the Yankees better, but it's not an amazing move. It's nothing to be that elated about. If Happ had another year of control and was around next year too, I'd be elated. I'd be like, this was a good get. This could very easily be a bad trade. Not like terrible, not garbage, but very easily like, what? In a couple years.
I don't think there's a ton of risk there. I'm not seeing that. We'll see.
All right, here we go. I mean, tweet at us, I guess, and let us know what you think. I'm sure there's a lot of people, judging from my Twitter responses, there's a lot of people up and down the fence on both sides.
Jimmy got a nice new haircut. Tweet about that.
Yeah, I'm going long. Usually I buzz it and have it short, but...
I was expecting more, like, a sharper cut. You're letting it ride a little bit. I like it.
Got real lazy. Didn't get a haircut for like 3 months because I moved to the island. Katie likes the hair a little longer. And it's not bad, so whatever. A lot of grays, though, so it gets all wiry on the sides.
Makes you look smarter. I think that's why I'm the dumb guy on the podcast.
No. You're the ugly guy.
Oh, hey, ugly guy. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys. And that's about it. That sums it up. Yankees got J.A. Happ. Is this the final move? I think most likely, besides some quadruple A catcher to Romine Insurance in case he gets hurt. Other than that, I think this may be the final move, and that means it's go time. And I wanted to be more excited than this when I said it's go time. But it's go time. Hopefully they come out firing against the Royals tonight.
Yeah, man.
Who's Happ going to be friends with?
All the pitchers. That's just a community. You have to. If I had to pick a field player, Romine, dude. He's going to buddy up with Romine. He has to. Romine's a cool guy. He's going to be his catcher for a month. Got to.
Hasn't gone 6 innings in a month.
Saving it.
All right, that's all. We keep talking, but we'll end. Bye. Go Yankees, go Yankees, go Yankees. Thank you very much for listening. Go Yankees. Tell them, Grandma.
Go Yankees.
Go Yankees. Let's go Yankees. Let's go Yankees. Let's go Yankees. Let's go Yankees.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're thinking about giving therapy a try, check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online, convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You fill out a questionnaire, they match you with a licensed therapist, and you can switch anytime, no additional charge. So, celebrate the progress that you've already made by visiting BetterHelp.com/Yanks today, and you'll get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Yanks.